Stocks rebounded in a big way today. Thank you, oil and banks. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 14th day of May. Thanks for being with us, everybody. FedEx to slow delivery times. So what are people buying online anyway? We've got a short list. Luxury items are coming back, but who's buying them? Speaking of luxury, we're talking meat. One firm is looking to expand in U.S. shopping malls. We'll share who that is. We've got the Wall Street Report and the impact of working from home. Who likes it? And what might the future be? Let's get started.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, T-E-R-O.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You can follow us on Twitter. We are at IOB_NewsHour. And by the way, why not? Let me see if I can't sell this idea to you as well. If you wish, you can go ahead and follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Just Google Insight on Business, the News Hour. We'll be right there. Subscribe, and you won't miss a day. Well, think of the markets as this giant roller coaster. Down, up, down, up, up, down. Well, today was an up day, even in light of some dreadful job numbers. That jobs report meant that stocks sold off earlier in the day after the Labor Department reported a total of 2.9 million Americans filed for unemployment insurance during the week that ended on May 9th. The number came in worse than expectations of the 2.7 million new claims that economists polled by Dow Jones had predicted. We will have those Wall Street numbers in just a bit. If the package you ordered online takes a little bit longer to get to you, well, there's a reason behind that. Today, the Wall Street Journal reported that FedEx is so overwhelmed with online orders that it's capping shipments from some two dozen retailers until at least May 19th. The companies whose orders FedEx has capped include Belk, Abercrombie & Finch, Kohl's, Bed Bath & Beyond, Eddie Bauer, Neiman Marcus, Nordstrom, Hobby Lobby, and DSW. An internal memo obtained by the journal says that these are the customers who have seen significant volume growth since the spread of COVID-19. A FedEx spokeswoman said the limits are similar to what the company mandates around Christmas time, ensuring reliable service. The parcel giant has also increased Sunday delivery, and in certain locations, they're hiring, if you're looking. And as you can imagine, online ordering is skyrocketing. But what the heck are people buying? Well, Rakuten Intelligence found that for the first half of April, compared to the first half of March, Americans bought nearly nine times as many books, nearly three times as many toys and games, and more than twice as many sports and outdoor items. And get this, purchases of beauty products upticked by 38%. Beauty products. I don't know. In a related story, folks in China are back to buying luxury items. Many of the biggest brands in China, including Louis Vuitton, Hermes, Gucci, and Prada, are seeing rapid bounce backs in sales as stores reopen. After a steep and sudden drop in the first quarter, many top brands that are a hit with the Chinese will end up positive for this year, according to analysts. Here's an example. The Hermes store in Guangzhou hauled in $2.7 million in sales the day it reopened in April. That is believed to be a record for a boutique in China. The burst of sales has created a new retail term for the post-lockdown rebound. It's called revenge spending. The idea is that consumers were shopping starved during their quarantine and that they're overcompensating by splurging more than usual. And if and when the U.S. gets a handle on the pandemic and allows travel, this is all good news for this nation, as Chinese tourists make up a large part of the luxury spending here. Well, if you were with us yesterday, you learned that grocery prices shot up in April by 2.7%. That is the biggest jump in decades. One of the categories that caused that spike is the price of meat. One reason is there's been some panic buying and there are disruptions in the supply chain. However, if you're looking for luxury meat, there's plenty to be found if you can afford it. Production of luxe varieties like heritage pork, grass-fed beef, and Amish-raised chicken are expanding at a time when coronavirus outbreaks at mammoth plants operated by Tyson, JBS, Smithfield, and Cargill have wiped out about 40% of conventional U.S. beef and pork capacity in recent weeks. So while lower-income consumers are finding meat hard to come by, and nearly every supermarket is rationing purchases, richer Americans have their pick of fancy offerings that often cost twice as much or even more. Meanwhile, livestock that's raised on organic feed and pastures and then processed in relatively tiny plants or local butcher shops is still plentiful and available. Small-scale production, which means social distancing is easier and companies can more readily enforce sanitary precautions, they tend to win. Even if one plant goes down, it only accounts for a small fraction of supply and the larger chain isn't broken. Take the case of Local Foods in Chicago. That's the name of the company. The wholesaler and distributor specializes in products grown on Midwest family farms, selling to restaurants and retailers while operating its own storefront and butcher shop. Co-founder Dave Rand says that thanks to the company's reliance on smaller producers, his customers aren't seeing the same shortages that are plaguing big grocery chains. But, and you knew there would be a but, the prices are anywhere from 20 to 30% higher. Well, here's something you may not have heard about. IKEA is looking to buy shopping malls in the United States. Now, really, according to Reuters, Gerhard Groner, the managing director of IKEA Centers, which has 45 shopping centers in Europe, Russia, and China, said that his company is in several negotiations for inner-city real estate development in this country. It may appear an unlikely time to be planning expansion, as COVID-19 lockdowns in North America, Europe, and elsewhere have deeply depressed the retail market. But the pandemic also presents opportunities in the squeezed commercial real estate market. Here in the United States, Inca Centers would be taking on mall giants like Simon Property Group, General Growth Properties, and Westfield. Groner says that Inca Centers is looking to enter 45 large cities, all in its existing markets here in the United States, and it's going to be alongside IKEA stores. Watch for it in your big town. Well, bank shares and oil drove the markets today. The Dow closed up 377 points, or 1.6%, after falling by more than 450 points earlier in the day. The Dow also snapped a three-day losing streak. The S&P 500 climbed by 1.1%, while the NASDAQ added 0.9. Both the S&P 500 and NASDAQ were down by more than 1% to start the session. So, who won today? Well, Bank of America and J.P. Morgan Chase gained at least 4% each. Citigroup ended the session at 3.6% higher, while, get this, Wells Fargo advanced by over 6.8%. Oil prices climbed 9% to $27.56 a barrel, leading the S&P 500 energy sector. You know, it wasn't that long ago that oil was trading at 11 bucks a barrel. The spike in price could be sending up the price of gasoline soon. That's just a heads up. Well, here's something to think about. What if work from home really catches on? What are companies going to do with all of that empty office space? Better yet, what are landlords going to do when tenants start to downsize? Questions like that are out there because the current work-from-home culture is brewing. Once just a blip on the radar, now it's a real thing, and folks seem to love it. According to the latest LinkedIn Workforce Index, a majority of U.S. workers, like 55%, say their industry can succeed when people are working from home. Optimism is strongest in intensely digital fields like software, finance, and media. Resistance to remote work is higher in healthcare, manufacturing, and retail. But that figures, right? I mean, all of them require folks to be present. But maybe not all the folks. Office staff? going to be something to watch. Is it a blip or is it a trend? Us? Well, we think it's a trend. Well, that's a wrap for today's business news headlines. Thanks so much for being with us. For all of us associated with this project, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted exclusively for the Business News Hour by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful, and most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.